Good day, San Bernardino County believers and prayer warriors. Today we're looking at the dirtiest cities in our country and specifically looking at how our county ranks in the pollution category. So, a company called Lawn Starter studied 303 of the most populated U.S. cities to rank which made up the dirtiest based on four categories: pollution, living conditions, infrastructure, and consumer satisfaction. Guess what? San Bernardino City ranked. We have six in our city that ranked in that group, and San Bernardino, Ontario, Fontana, Victorville, Apple Valley, and Rancho Cucamonga. Sadly, San Bernardino City ranked number one out of all the cities in the U.S. Yes, that's correct. One. So why? Well, quote unquote from their article, California cities in the Inland Empire, like San Bernardino, tie with the worst median air quality. The shipping industry is exploding in this region with a freight corridor boasting over 4,000 warehouses, which we've all seen, and nearly 600,000 diesel fuel trucks driving through the Inland Empire on a daily basis. Yeah. Ontario ranked 5, Fontana 23, Victorville 31, and then Apple Valley 172 and Rancho 160. To in the top 10 makes it discouraging, and there were four in the top 50. So we have much to pray about. Today we're going to focus our prayers specifically on the pollution issues. So the median air quality index. Father, we just bring that before you because we know that the worst air quality in the U.S. is in San Bernardino, Ontario, and that's in the US. It is number one. In California, it is number one. Ontario, in the US, it's five. In the US, it's five. In the California, it's four. Victorville is 16 in the US and six in California. Rancho Cucamonga is 22 in the US, but 10 in California. Apple Valley is 23 in the US and nine in California. Fontana is 24 in the US and 10 in California. Do you hear? That means the top 10, we have six of them for the worst air quality index in the United States. Father, you know what it will take for that to change. Lord, we pray for the county supervisor who sit on the South Coast Air Quality and something department is the regulatory agency responsible for improving air quality. Pray that they come up with creative ways on how to manage this and to prevent that from happening. The presence of water quality violations, we have several of them with the man-made groups of chemicals. And according to the United States Environment Protection Agency, there are PFAS can lead to adverse health effects in humans. So, Father God, we pray for quality ways to change that, for greenhouse gas emissions to be reduced by 2040, for the annual excess fuel consumption, because we've got so many people driving these trucks, that there will be ways for the trucks to be more energy efficient, preventing the particles from coming out of their vehicles. So we pray, Father, for the leaders on the water districts, the SMBM water districts that serves in San Bernardino, unincorporated cities, that each major city would have its own water district and leader come up with creative ways to get us out of the top 10, that there would be less people commuting and that they would be using less fuel and that the smokers also would decrease. We are at 13%. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you can do all things. And we know that together people can come up with ways to reduce this, more plants, more trees, all that kind of stuff can also help. So we pray for those kinds of ideas in Jesus' name.